Yeah, it's a 30-minute mid-length movie.
Hoping to put it into festivals and stuff. I'm excited about it. I don't act too much, like, ever.
Yeah.
I've done, like, a little bit of, like, other comics asking to be in their sketch and stuff like that, and it's something I really want to do now. I never wanted to. I always just wanted to do stand-up.
Well, it was easy because I knew how to work with you, and I knew what I needed out of you to, you know, put on camera, and I knew how to get that. I knew how to write you, too. Like, especially, it wasn't... Like, you always want to play, like, the action star, or, like, you want something kind of, like, you want a badass part. I'm like, no, man, you got to sell that sad, pathetic
person. Oh, thanks, dude. Thanks, man.
But it was fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when you're doing stuff with your friends, I mean, you kind of put it out of your mind that you're doing work.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kevin, do you need a bottle opener for that beer?
I got my lighter. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I'm just, cool. It's half of its ice. Look at this thing. You left it right next to the freezer. Half of its ice.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
So, okay, that's good to know.
It's like a giant ice cube for my beer because half of it's melted, so I'm going to open
it. The mini fridge is pretty recent. There is a compartment for ice.
And that's where you put this beer.
It's not, right? It wasn't in the compartment
for
ice.
Right,
it's on the
it might as well have been inside of it.
You know what? We have company.
You said you wouldn't start a fight with company.
We have Irina Skaya here today, comic friend of mine.
Hi, Irina.
Hi.
Nice to meet
hello.
You.
Hello. Can I have a Corona?
Do you want one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, I think there's one left in there.
Yeah.
They're pretty icy cold.
Yeah, that's why I wanted it.
We talked you into it.
And then he did like a little commercial next to me, and you sold it.
I sold it. This is the last one right here.
And poured it all
that
over.
That one was on the top shelf, so it's probably not
as icy.
And
this one's not icy.
No, this one's not icy.
I don't know how cold things work.
Oh, it's going to be cold, though. It's cold.
But also, I would love to be in your movie. So anytime you guys need an actress, and not just a Russian hooker, but an actress, I would love to do it.
Okay. Oh, we need a Russian hooker.
I'll do that too.
Okay, awesome.
That's right. You are Russian.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Ukrainian.
You're Ukrainian.
Yeah, I don't care about the difference. You know, when my dad was born, it was Soviet Union. It's like, it's so messed up over there. I don't.
Yeah.
I try not, especially when the war happened, I didn't want to, you know, divide the two places. It's one place for me.
So when people go like, people call you Russian, you don't care?
No, I say Russian on stage. Because if I say Ukrainian, some people don't even know that's a place.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
In the middle of America, not a lot of, they're like,
what's,
Ukraine, is that is that in South America?
They just all think Soviet is Soviet.
Yeah, someone thought Ukraine was in Canada, and I was like, yeah, we're next to Calgary. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to correct him.
Hilarious.
Canadian vodka, eh?
All right, you guys, let's get this shit started.
Cool.
I got some shit to plug. What's coming up? All right, yeah, super excited. We're coming up on the 100th episode of this podcast, and I'm going to do, for the 100th episode, I'm going to do a live recording of it. We'll have comics doing sets. We'll interview them for like 2 minutes, podcast style, right there on the stage in front of a small little audience.
I'm excited for this, man. I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
You should be.
I should be because
you're co-hosting it.
I'm co-hosting it, and I'm going to finally get back up on stage.
I think it should be fun. I have some great guests. They've all been on the podcast before. They'll come up and they'll do a quick set, and then they'll sit down with me and Kevin, and we'll talk for like 2 minutes, and then we'll move on to the next comic. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's the day before Easter, so it's March 31st. I'm not going to take anybody's time. It's 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and I'm going to give you some free pizza and beer while you're there. Just come out and enjoy yourself. The room only holds like 15 to 20. So, I mean, if I have, you know, 15 people there, I'm fucking ecstatic.
There you go.
And I just want, like, you know, some bodies in there, some people laughing and enjoying themselves. And then if you guys are not, you know, if you're listening to this and you're not in the state or let alone the city, you'll be able to listen to the 100th episode like you normally would listen to the podcast. So that's March 31st. I hope you guys can make it. Tickets are free.
Mm-hmm.
Free ticket, free pizza, free beer. I just want a good episode is all I want. And if you want to donate, that's fine too.
And even if only one person shows up, be that one person.
Yeah.
Come.
Well,
hang out with us.
There's at least me and you.
Okay.
Well, already. So there you
go. I meant in the audience.
I know what you meant. So yeah, guys, I hope that you guys can make it. There's to reserve your seat there. It's all posted on my Twitter and Instagram and everything. And so there's the link if you want to like donate money for a ticket, $5 or whatever you want to do. Or you can just reserve a seat for free. It's up to you. But the link is on my Twitter and everything. Also, Yuma, Arizona, get ready. I'm doing the casino in Yuma, Arizona. If you live or anywhere near Yuma, Arizona, I'm sure you know what the fuck the name of the casino is, because I don't know how many casinos are actually out there. But that's where I'll be. Also, Las Vegas, the Rampart Casino, April 12th. And I'll be in Tempe, Arizona, Cinco de Mayo weekend, that whole weekend. That'll be awesome. And that's pretty much it, you guys. I'm here with my co-host, Kevin Lyons.
What's up?
Irina Skaya.
Hi. I'm from Arizona.
Are you really?
Yeah, Tucson, yeah.
You're from Tucson?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were from the Ukraine.
There's no the.
Okay, just Ukraine.
The Ukraine.
The Ukraine.
Yeah, I am.
But we'll talk about that in a second.
I can be from everywhere.
But I'm saying it right, Skaya. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how I say it. I,
well, that's right.
That's right. You're okay, good. Right. It's Irina Skaya, Kevin Lyons. I'm Augustino Zoya. Zoya.
I was going to say, yeah.
You mispronounce your own name.
I know. I'm Augustino Zoya. This is Homeschooled Podcast. Let's do it.
I thought the song was done.
So yeah, thanks.
There we go.
Here we go.
You're so like artistic the way you faded out that music with your arm. It was so like dainty. It was just like, oh, you're like, it was really exciting to watch you do that.
So you're from Ukraine.
Yeah.
And then you went to Arizona first?
Yeah, Tucson.
So your family
yeah.
moved from Ukraine to Arizona.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To Tucson, Arizona.
Yes, yeah, Tucson.
Why Tucson?
We didn't have a lot of options. I think it at that time when people were immigrating, you needed a sponsor. So in America, someone who could vouch for you. So if shit hits the fan, they would be the ones responsible for you.
That's funny. Like, you just need a sponsor?
Well, not now. It's a different system now. But back then, yeah, you just needed a sponsor. And
does anybody know this person? Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah,
come
he's
on
like
in.
Me. Yeah, it's just like an adult who will be responsible for you.
So back then, if you wanted to come into the country, you needed to already know someone who was there?
No, that's one way. Or there are companies that would get you in touch with sponsors.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just kind of like AA sponsors.
Well,
there's
no.
There's people out there for you?
Well, no. It's more like, remember those commercials where you give an African kid like 5 cents a day and then you can get updates on this kid, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, you're called his sponsor. So we were like those African kids, but we would live with them.
Oh, so someone lets you live with them.
Yeah, for a little bit until you like get established. They really help you, like if you're, you know, looking for a job, just getting established in the country, which is what I think we should do in every country.
Yeah.
We just put people in these countries that don't speak the language. They don't know how to work there. They don't know anyone. And it's like, good luck. So I think that program was a really good idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So
we found one in Tucson.
So that's just
yeah. There was one in New York, but we came from a cold place, so we didn't want to go to another cold place.
Yeah. So you went to like we went to the middle of freezing, fucking hot.
Yeah, we went to the middle of nowhere. Yeah, basically.
Arizona can get hot.
Yeah, yeah, like 115. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, nowadays it gets to like 120.
Yeah, I love it though. It's yeah.
And the point where I'm at in my comedy career is like when I get booked on the road, I get booked during like summer in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the stinky really summer. Well-known comics who sell out shows, they get like spring in Arizona.
That's how you know you're doing well in your yeah. career, when you get December yeah. in Arizona.
If you got August, you know what I mean, in Phoenix, yeah. you haven't made it.
Yeah, you're bottom
yet.
Of the total. Well, got it.
You're like, well, none of these other great comics want to do it, so will you?
I just don't understand what the issue is. You're indoors. Your car has AC. Like, I don't know. Summer's a good time over there. Everyone's nice.
And usually you put you up at a place that has like a pool.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. Yeah, yeah. You stay in and you're right.
Yeah, although a lot of people do die around the summertime of heat stroke. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I'd be one of them. Yeah. I hate the heat.
I hate the heat, man.
I hate being hot.
120 is fucking hot.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And then if you got a car and you're driving, let's say, from LA to Arizona, your car could fucking overheat.
Yeah.
It's just a huge hazard.
And then you're
if you have
stuck
an older car,
it.
Which comics do, usually have older cars.
Yeah. So now that we've talked about the weather, do you guys want to talk about what roads you took to get here?
You mean like to Arizona? Like
to your house. The weather. Oh God, I must be boring.
No, why?
The weather.
No, it's got nothing to do with
it.
It
is a pretty lame topic.
Thank you.
I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about like fucking shit that comics have to go through, man. Like,
all right.
You know what I mean? You got
people
like
always get surprised when they find out I'll drive 2 hours for a show, and I'm like, dude, I'll drive 8 hours. I'll drive 15 hours for.
If the price is right, I'll drive 8 hours.
The price
for
is
show.
Right. I'm not even there. I'll just do it for a show. Yeah.
That's good to know if I need an opener.
No, it's true. Because, you can't have an opener that's funnier than you. That's right. I would go anywhere for a show because I'm going to look back on it and those are going to be the memories. It's not going to be it'll be the times I killed, but it's going to be the times my car overheated in the middle of the desert and I had to figure out a way to get through it. You know?
I dig that. Yeah. That's pretty rad. Like, just like embracing the struggle because it's that journey, you know, just doing it. That's awesome.
People always, okay, you sold out this arena. Great. You sold out this club. Great. What's next? It's like, dude, slow down. Be excited about the journey.
Yeah.
And I always have to keep remembering that. It's not every little milestone that happens. It's just what you had to do to get there. That's what's exciting to me.
For sure.
You know, like how many dudes you have to sleep with to get there. That's the fun part for me.
I also have to worry about
that. I know. Me and you have the same struggle.
Listen, comics have to sleep with people sometimes.
How many dudes did you have to sleep with, Augustino?
And Augustino, why'd you sleep your way to the middle? Why didn't you go any higher? Listen,
when I say sleep, I mean asleep.
And just falling asleep, cuddling.
Oh. Okay.
Like, you'll have to share rooms with fucking comics.
That's true. Yeah. How many comics
on the floor?
How many comics have you shared a room with where the snoring they are so bad as a roommate, you can't even be. There's one I can think of right now, and I'm not going to say anything, but I can't.
I never had a snoring problem. You know, you have two different personalities, two different people. I've had like a cleanliness problem.
Yes.
If you're on the road, I'm just like, whatever, it's 2 days, I can hang in there. But like 2 days, that second day, you're like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
Really? What
people
was
are
bad
fucking
about
dirty,
it?
Bro.
What was it?
Oh,
it's comics
are
the worst.
I know, but what was like just the absolute
just picture
grossest.
Like when fucking John Candy took a shower sharing a hotel with Steve Martin in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You know what I'm saying? Like you go in there and just the towels are soaked on the floor and like shit all over the fucking counter.
I had one guy pee in the sink because he was so drunk. He came back drunk and peed in the sink, not on the toilet. And I said, I'm gonna sleep in my... No, you're gonna sleep in your car tonight. I'm gonna stay here.
Wow.
Yeah. And I kicked him out. He said, you can't do that. And I said, I'm gonna tell people that you sexually assaulted me if you don't get out of my room right now.
Wow.
And that always works. It's so weird. That threat always works.
Yeah. So I... fuck, dude.
Yeah, he just came back drunk, and it's just like, look, I get it. Whatever you want to do, whatever. I don't care. But it's two people. You share this world with people. So if you don't know how to behave for 2 days, you don't deserve to be next to another human.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Come on. Like, listen, we both can have a couple cocktails down at the show, but Jesus Christ, man, like, don't get fucked up when you got to come back. You think that someone wants to deal with your fucking drunk ass, and we're not even in a relationship? Why would I have to deal with you? You don't have to. You kicked them out.
But the majority of people I know, and not even comics, I work in treatment, and also I'm Russian. They do things to the end of it, like. Oh, we have, you know, there's a bag of Coke or like a six pack. It's like they'll drink till the six pack is gone. They'll do till the bag's gone. Like if there are women, they'll have sex till all the women have, you know, been with them. Like they don't understand moderation. So especially hanging out with Russians, I learned that if there is a bottle of vodka there, they'll drink it till it's done. So I've learned to take things away from boys.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that you absolutely should have done that. I don't even think I would have thought to do that.
I'm not going to lie, though. Out. That does sound like a fun party.
He was partying alone.
If you're
alone,
drunk,
yeah,
too, and you're there with another dude, maybe, who's your buddy, and you both feel like partying. Right. And fucking being drunk in the room. And
yeah, that's one thing. You got to respect other people. I mean, if you do that, like, you go back to your own space, that's fine.
Exactly.
But it's just like, you gotta...
It's like, dude, don't you understand that, like, this is already difficult? Like, I gotta share a room with someone,
right,
who I don't necessarily know that well.
Right.
And first of all, you're a female, but in general, like,
well,
two
actually,
guys...
Well, actually, I don't want you to just identify my gender like that. That's an assumption you made. And I actually...
What do you mean that's an assumption? You're not a female?
I identify as... an aircraft pilot. So that's I'm actually transracial. So
transracial?
Yeah, transracial. I'm just different Rachels, like you know, the Rachel from Friends, and then Rachel from, okay, McAdams from the... I'm just like,
you're
different
transracial.
Rachels. Yeah, I'm transracial.
So you're different, yeah, races.
So sometimes I don't want to be identified as one Rachel or another. Now I'm a woman. I could just keep hearing all this bullshit about, like, I'm not... It's like, yes, you are. If you don't shave your mustache, you're a dude. Sorry.
Oh my god, hilarious.
Sorry.
No, but I mean, then you fucking can't use the excuse, I'll call sexual harassment on you if you don't get out of my room.
Yeah, no. I play, but okay, hold on. If there's a line in the women's bathroom, I'll go to the men's bathroom and I'll be like...
No, I'm talking about the dude that was in your room when you threw him out.
Yeah, he knows I'm a woman. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but like, he also has a problem.
Well, sure. That's also not a bad idea to do, because, I mean, it's not lying. I mean, like, if you pee in public, you have to register as a sexual offender.
That's true.
He wasn't in public. True.
I know, but you were sharing a space with somebody,
yeah,
and they just whip out their dick.
That's true.
You
could be a registered sex offender if you just, you know, yeah, peed in public or masturbate in front of a school. Like, just little things like that could make you a registered sex offender. I think it's ridiculous, to be honest.
Sex offended. There's just things that you...
Sex
should...
offended? No. You sex offended me.
No,
oh, that's funny.
I said sex offender, but besides sex offender, there's like just... like common sense, like things that you should be brought up with. I mean, you don't want to be identified that you just want to be a comic. I understand that. Like, if I shared a room with you on the road, you're like, hey, we're two comics.
Right.
But I'm sorry, you're a fucking woman.
Yeah,
I'm not going to overlook that. And
no,
if I
and
was
you shouldn't.
Sharing a room with Kevin and I pissed with the fucking door open in the sink because,
yes,
I was drunk.
Yes.
It's not that big of a deal.
Oh,
is anyone
yes,
going to call?
Is.
No, it's not. If
for you,
because
I'd be throwing shit at you while you're
cop.
Doing
but
it.
But if I take my dick out and pee in front of you, it's a fucking problem. Let's not make no mistake about it. There's a fucking difference.
In front of your wife.
No, because you would get pissed at me for peeing in the
right,
sink.
Right,
but
yeah.
I would pee in front of my wife, yes.
Yeah. No, I agree. No matter how much I'm one of the boys or hanging with the guys, I never forget that I'm a woman. I don't. And it would be stupid to be like, oh, they identify me as a man. No, they don't. I have tits. I have something else, I assume. But I can't ever forget that. Because, look, there are comics I know, and they get out of control, and they do stupid shit. And if I'm not saying, like, let my guard down, but I'm always aware of, we're different, and I shouldn't pretend like that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Some people should just be, I don't know. So I don't know how people were raised. I've constantly...
They weren't. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They weren't. They just weren't raised. What is this? I hear a lot of, because I work with kids, I hear a lot of, this is a technique. You just don't say no to them. So they grow up and they're like, mom, I want that. Okay, honey. Mom, I want this. Give me that. And it's just,
I
you
work
don't say
with,
no.
I work with kids too, and that rule is a bullshit. That's that people misinterpret that.
Oh, I agree.
You don't,
oh, yeah.
You don't, it's not like you don't say no. It's like kids who can't verbally communicate, you don't say no because they do that for attention because they can't communicate. It's not because don't say no because the kid can't handle it.
That's, yeah. Oh, they definitely got it wrong, but that's how these kids were raised. And now they just take and take and take and don't understand sharing or... And that's why they have such difficulty in relationships. That you have to find a compromise. And if you aren't able to, that's going to be difficult for you.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Everybody's raised differently. Maybe if you have a roommate and you know, you can go like, oh, this guy just fucking doesn't clean up after himself, stuff like that. Listen, people are raised differently. Maybe he was in a household of fucking a billion people. I don't fucking know.
Right.
But the point is, there's certain, like, values. Like, come on. Who did, like, last night, I actually just thought this last night. I think this to myself more and more. I think to myself, like, who the fuck raised you? Last night, and it's little things. I was at the Comedy Store, right? I'm standing in the hallway, and I was leaning against, like, the wall, you know, like where Jim Carrey's picture is, like that
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I've kissed that photo many times.
And Joey was across from me leaning against the other wall. And that's what you do in the Comedy Store. If you have a conversation, you lean against opposite walls. Yeah. So you stay the fuck out of the way.
Everyone knows that you lean against the walls at the store, okay? Yeah. It's common knowledge.
Just get the fuck out of the way. Don't crowd the hallways. Right, because there's waiters don't and comics and audiences and walking through. Don't pee in the sink, yeah. You know, there's three fucking rooms there. And people are constantly going in and out. So, yeah. And there's like a couple other people. Me, Joey, a couple other comics were just leaning against the walls having a conversation with each other. And this guy came down from the belly room to like get his friend and walk her up, and like he came down and walked in between us while we were having a conversation and said and hugged her and said, "Hey, how are you?" And like, "We're upstairs. I'll show you where it is." In the middle, directly in the middle of two people across each other talking.
Did you say anything?
No, I didn't say anything. None of us did. There was like five of us and none of us did. I wonder if anyone even said anything.
Oh, I would have. But I'm always do. Like,
why wouldn't you pull her in,
no self-awareness,
and then hug her hello and say how are you, and
no self-awareness,
zero self-awareness.
Like, most people have no self-awareness. They don't see anything around them.
I can beat that. The fucking random people who just stop their car in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Oh man,
they just stop their car in the middle of the street because they're just doing something.
Or random people, you mean the women?
Yes.
Yeah, we know it's women. Okay.
And there's a parking spot right in front of them, and they don't like there's no cars parked there. They can just pull over, do what you got to do. No, they stop in the middle of the fucking street and don't give a shit about anybody else.
Or like if you're at the mall or a crowded place and everyone's walking, some piece of shit will stop in front of you and make you run into them and turn around and look at you like you're the asshole. Like,
or people who stand in doorways.
No.
I hate that.
The worst.
Get the fuck out of the way. So it's a doorway, not a standway, you dumbass.
Dude, I stopped.
Standway.
I don't know what happened. My patience is gone.
Yeah, mine too.
When I see that shit, I lay on the horn.
I think there's a comic on there who probably thinks I'm like an evil bitch. But I was on my phone talking to someone who was in a hospital. They OD'd, and I was trying to talk them off a ledge, and a comic comes up to me and goes, "Hey, what's up? What's going on?" And I'm just like, "Hey, I'm on the phone." "Okay, yeah, no, I just," and just keeps, and I go,
Zero self-awareness.
Yeah, and I'm just like, "Dude, get the fuck out of my," like, I was done. Come on, how nicely, it's almost like they're looking
for
me.
How do you not have common sense to fucking go like, "That person's on the phone, I'll say hi to him later."
Yeah, maybe he thought I was acting, I don't know.
One time I was at 7-Eleven and I just wanted to buy a slice of pizza, and the lady there tried to sell me the whole pizza, and I said, "No, I just want the slice." And then she goes, "But you can come back later." And I'm like, "No, I just want the slice." I almost just walked out of there without the slice of pizza.
Wait, did she get paid more if she
outsourced? I don't know. Did she work on commission at 7-Eleven?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I just want a fucking slice of pizza. I want one slice of pizza. It goes, "It's not that much more if you just get—" I don't want the whole pizza. I want one slice of pizza. That's funny. Like, now I don't even want pizza.
But like, would you like to add on a calling card for 30 minutes?
No.
Like, dude, what do you work on commission? First of all, that's what you get for buying pizza at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-11.
Well, when you're on the go and you gotta go, you gotta fucking get a slice of pizza. There's nothing wrong
fucking
with that.
Mad at you for buying
I've never
pizza
had
at
a pizza at a gas station. I have had hot dogs at gas stations.
Oh, hot dogs all day.
Yeah. I've never had
I don't do it anymore. It's been years, but that used to be my shit, is to go to 7-Eleven and get a hot dog.
Yeah. Are we gonna hear that?
With the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure people can hear that.
He hears us talking about food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He wants the pizza.
He wants the 7-Eleven pizza.
I actually, that's a big dog. I never hear big dogs anymore. I always hear like these small, like little, like chihuahua dogs.
Right here behind us, there's a fucking pit bull and a Rottweiler.
There we go. Those are real men. Those are real men.
He has a pit bull.
I have a pit bull.
Or Raiders players.
There's a Rottweiler and a Pitbull right.
That's amazing. When I see a big dog, I always compliment the owner. I go, "Good for you for buying a real dog." Always. Mm-hmm. And then when I see a small dog, I kick it.
Well, I'm pretty cheap. I didn't buy him. Right. I just went and rescued him.
The way you said it, I rescued him from a burning home.
I grew up with big dogs, like Great Danes, Pitbulls, Boxers. My sister was raised by a Boxer. I mean, that's how it was. We just left the dog with the baby all day.
Yeah, my house was growing like up.
He had a hormone. He grew bigger than he was supposed to be. He was like 130 pounds. Whoa. It was ridiculous. He was huge.
Wow.
He was all like cut muscle.
Sexy ass dogs, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, but yeah, you guys, I don't know what it is. My patients are just fucking gone.
Well, it's because you've been probably so patient for such a long time. Also, let's be honest. You're surrounded by comedians all day. We're not them. Not me, actually. I'm actually quite intelligent. I'm a genius, I would say. Those people are kind of stupid. I'm not, that's not the right word. I don't know what the word is. I've been trying to think of the word. It's like they have very little life skills. Mm-hmm. I think that's the word. They only know how to do one thing and they do that thing very well. But everything, you know how many times I see comedians at a table with each other, 2, 3, 4 of them, and not one of them is looking at each other. They're all just on their phones. Or yeah. It's like that. I can't stand that anymore.
That's not comedians. That's people.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm mostly surrounded by comedians. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You're around comics mostly.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I think it's everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we're all getting a little dumber.
I don't know what it is, man. Like, it's those little things that bother me. Like, when people, you know, I'm having a conversation with someone and people, we've talked about this before too, and people will come up and just, and just be like, they'll know you.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
And they go, what's up, Irina? Yeah. And they don't see that I'm having a conversation with you and they won't introduce themselves to me. Like,
or if they see it, then go, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, but never
does happens. That not, like, burn people, like, born with that? I don't think anyone's ever taught me that. Don't you just know?
You have to introduce.
Yourself?
Don't forget to introduce us, Kevin. Okay, Mom. Yeah.
This the is three of us are having dinner at the fucking Cheesecake Factory, and someone comes up and knows Kevin, and then go, what's so up, Kevin? And just ignore you and me.
Cheesecake Factory, is this an anniversary dinner?
Yeah, maybe. Right.
Well, we're going to do it 1 year from now. The three of us recorded this podcast exactly 1 year ago.
Oh, you guys.
Can I get the dessert?
I'm going to put in my calendar.
Can I bring my 7-Eleven pizza?
They'll throw you out, bro. I think a lot has to do with it with, like, where you were raised to. Like, you know, you're not from this country originally.
You know, people say, were you raised by bears? I'm like, yeah, I was. Yeah, I was.
Somebody's actually asked you if you were raised by bears?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wow, do you feel stupid?
Yeah, I
do. But no, it's like that saying, were you raised by wolves? And I'm like, yeah, radioactive wolves, Chernobyl. Yeah, I thought we talked about this.
No,
I think immigrants are a little, I know I'm being very generic, but I think as a whole, Eastern European immigrants, I'm only speaking for Eastern Europeans, the pretty ones, are very conscious of other people, where they are. They're always on the lookout. I'm always on the lookout. Not because I'm afraid, but just like, I need to be aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, why not?
It's good work ethic. It's polite. Yes. It's so many combinations of things that, like, just today's American doesn't have.
Yeah.
And I'm American, but I was, you know, raised by my parents my mom's American, but my dad, you know, is Italian. My grandparents are from Italy. My grandparents are from Italy. I grew up with grandparents that didn't really speak English, and my dad was raised in Brooklyn, New York, and he raised me. So he was raised by, you know, immigrant mentality.
Was your dad born in Italy?
No, my dad was born in New York, but he went back later. I mean, yes, he speaks Italian fluently. It's his first language. No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Very little I can understand and some words.
Like
and
Olive
stuff.
Garden Italian. You speak Olive Garden.
Yeah, I speak Olive Garden.
That's cool, though. So you understand the immigrant, the values
absolutely.
Of immigrants.
Like, you know, my dad was in the emergency room, you know, like lost like a lot of blood. He had like a bleeding ulcer internally. And then like the next day, got out of the hospital. He was in the hospital for 3 days. Next day, went to fucking work. You know what I mean? That's
My mom
Italian
gave birth.
Mentality.
Yeah, my mom gave birth to my sister and went back to work that day.
Jesus, yeah.
That same day?
That same day. She's like, I gotta make money.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're just like, listen, I got a fucking family to feed. There's no, like, days off.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a little crazy. I would recommend maybe a couple days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she actually still held the umbilical cord while she was working. Oh. So it was kind of weird, but, you know. Good for her.
Where did she work?
She's a jeweler, so she works at this big jewelry company. And we came here not knowing the language. They had to learn the language. Like, there's a lot that goes into it, man. It's, you have to be tough.
So what happens, but back then with the sponsor, what happens when shit does hit the fan? Like, let's say, not your family, but let's say some family came here and they did some illegal shit.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're talking about Russians, so there was a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a fucking thing, a stereotype that everybody says, you know, people bring like illegal shit here or all that stuff. So what happens? Does the sponsor get in trouble?
It's not a stereotype. It's a fact. Russians come here and sell guns and drugs. That's true. They sell women. Look, that's not a stereotype. That's a fact. Russians drink.
No, not, I mean the stereotype with Russians. I'm saying there's a stereotype with foreigners. They come here and they bring whatever riffraff with them.
Right, right. No, I know what you're saying. So
does the sponsor get in trouble because they're said, like, responsible for them?
Well, look, I mean, if the sponsor doesn't know, no. I mean, the sponsor doesn't get in trouble, but it is the sponsor's obligation to inform the agency, like, and to see if, in fact, this is an issue or that can be solved or that they need to be sent back.
Yeah.
So the, actually, the sponsor might be fined, depending on what the issue is. The sponsor might be fined. So
if he knew about it and didn't report it.
Or if he wasn't following up with the family. So once he would help the family get into apartment, find a job, if he wasn't coming by every few weeks or calling and checking up, that's when, you know, shit would get bad. So,
okay, let's walk through this slowly. Okay, so your family, or the way that it worked was like your family would go to this person's house.
Well, we were there for just like 2 days.
Oh, you just lived there for like 2 days, but he helps you find your own place, the sponsor.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We didn't need him. So we just needed a guy who would get us in the country. And after that, we were like...
But that's ideally, that's how it works.
Yeah, but we were like, thanks so much, Jim. We got it from here. So
and then once you're in your own place, is he supposed to go and like follow up with you and say, how you guys doing? Everything fine?
Yeah, are you guys finding jobs? Are kids going to school? Mm. Or have you guys signed up to go to learn English classes? I mean, you know, all those things. Are you guys selling guns?
Your particular family sponsored, did he have a family of his own there in the house?
Yeah, yeah. And he sponsored us because he was Jewish and we were Jewish.
Oh, okay, cool. So he had a Jewish family. You guys are Ukrainian Jewish, and
We're not religious, but yeah, we're Jewish.
My brother-in-law is Ukrainian Jewish.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
But wow, so he had like a wife and kids of his own.
Yeah.
How big was his place?
His name is Fred. I don't. He had a house. I mean, we were like very fast first. We acclimated very quickly.
Did he speak Russian?
No. No, they had translators.
Wow.
Yeah. He was learning Russian when he knew we would be coming, but he didn't.
So he tried his best.
Yeah. He was a really sweet guy. We still keep in touch with him.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. We still do. We see him like once a year.
How old were you when you moved to Tucson?
I was like 8, 9. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So before teenage years.
That's why you got no accent.
Well, I did for a little bit, actually, because I didn't want to learn English. I didn't like America. I was very against Americans. I don't know why. It was just I want to go to my country.
Well, you were 8. No one's going to hold it against you.
Yeah.
And well, you're moving from your home, you know?
Right. And also the kids were kind of mean. So I didn't want to learn English for a long time. And then I started watching like Melrose Place and Golden Girls with my grandma and 90210. And that's how I learned English.
Everyone I talk to that moved here from another country always says that the best way they learned English is watching TV.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because you could like repeat it all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so like the best class. And you just sit there and it's entertaining. You just sit there all day and just listen to that.
It's an excuse to watch TV all day.
Yeah. Right. I want that excuse.
But it's funny because I was young enough. I should have been watching what Sesame Street and stuff, but I was watching, you know, Melrose Place. So I learned this kind of like bitchy accent. Like I'm very dramatic because that's why I learned to talk. Right. So
is that a bit that you do? That's funny.
No,
it should be.
No, it's true though. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. That's a good bit.
I'll write that down. Thank you.
And then did you go right from Tucson to LA?
Yeah. Yeah, I studied abroad in England for a little bit, but I moved here. Yeah.
What'd you study?
I went to a university out there, University of East Anglia.
Not where, what did you study?
Oh, theater, business, kind of everything I could over there.
You have this face like, you name it.
Yeah, I was just like, I just wanted to go somewhere else, and they were like, do you want to take an art class? I was like, yeah, great.
Cool.
Yeah, so I would study whatever class they would give me.
That's great.
But it's just an excuse to...
See the world a little bit?
Experience. Yeah, see something else, and fuck, I hated England, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was bad about England?
The weather, the people, the food, I mean, name it all, like... Also, I heard
the food's pretty terrible.
Yeah, they're very they're very pretentious too.
They
very
seem like elitist. They'd have like horrible food.
Very elite. Well, they don't have food, like their own, which, right?
Have you seen Ricky Gervais's new special?
Can I just?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I saw it. I've seen everything he does.
And you do not want to talk about it.
No. Okay. I'll talk about it. I'm just quick disclaimer. He right now at this point in my life might be my favorite comedian of all time. Like really? What he does
before or after you saw a special.
He's always been top three for me. He might be number one now because I think he is a comedic genius. What he writes, everything he touches to me is on another level. But this whole offended, I'm offended, you're offended. Like he got up and just, it was the biggest fuck you to all of that. And it was such a great special.
See, I haven't heard anything about that he was offensive. I only have heard that this special was just bad.
Really? No, he wasn't offensive.
There's like several articles going around on how it was embarrassingly bad.
Oh, Jezebel articles?
I don't know what the fuck they were.
When did this special come out?
Like last week.
Yeah, last week.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, you know, Dave Chappelle talked about transgender, so it's a bad special, man. As soon as you mention something weird, yeah, it's a bad special. It's like, I don't know.
Well, I don't think Dave Chappelle, I think Dave Chappelle specials were amazing. I love
them. A lot of people didn't feel that way. A lot of articles.
So do you think that's why people don't like Ricky Gervais, is because he's being offensive?
Yeah, he's not being offensive. That's the funny thing, though. In that special, he just talks about people being offended and how he feels about it and what it means to him. And he didn't do anything offensive in that special, but I think the level of...
He just made fun of the offended people.
Yes, yeah. He just made fun of the offended people. I think he's really smart. I think he works at...
I think he's really smart.
Yeah, the height of his intelligence. So I really, really, really love him.
I've always liked him. I wouldn't say I loved him or he's my favorite comic or anything, but I've always liked him. I've always thought he's really brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen too much of his stand-up, but I know I've seen him, you know, like in award shows, and he's always pushing the envelope.
I always love watching...
Yeah, Golden Globes are my favorite.
Yeah.
With the Idiot Abroad. Do you ever watch that?
The what?
An Idiot Abroad. Yeah, it's really good.
I don't remember if I've seen that.
Him and his buddy, they take their friend Carl... And this guy, he's just, like, miserable. He hates everything. And they send him to, like, fucking crazy-ass places all over the world and make him do stupid shit. It's really funny to watch.
He's
and all
clearly
they do is
a
just
brilliant
make fun
guy.
Of him.
He's clearly very creative and, like, such a good writer and a comic. And, like, mm-hmm. he takes, like, topical issues that are like, oh, don't talk about that. And
but
he actually makes it fucking
takes
funny.
He takes risks. And I don't see that anymore. I mean, Dave took a risk. But, like, very few comics will take a risk. They mm-hmm. know it works. They know what is going to hurt people's feelings. So they leave that out. And honestly, I would look at the people who wrote those articles because I have a feeling that they hate all comedy that isn't nice to everyone.
And they're probably super offensive.
Yeah, they're probably super offended by everything.
It's not just articles. I mean, it was just something that was kind of trending on the news.
I'm going to Google it. I want
It's hard to read article, any article lately. You notice like how fucking...
It made me want to watch it more, to tell you the truth.
Are you
going to
watch it today?
Not today, but I'll absolutely watch it at some point.
But just reading any article, it takes them like fucking two or three paragraphs to get to what the fucking article is about.
I hate it.
It's just them talking about random shit and I'm like, what the fuck? Just fucking report what you're doing an article about.
Yeah. I fucking hate that shit.
Also, it drives me crazy. I don't care what your opinion is on the special. Is it funny or not? I don't care why what he said was so... It's like, no. Is it funny?
Was
no?
It good?
Okay, great.
Was it
good?
Out?
That's
was it.
Was it
well
yeah.
written?
Yeah.
Was it performed well?
I mean, even with movies, I can't believe that they cast a white person in that role. No. Was the movie good or not?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about your...
I don't trust people's opinion because, to be fair, I've heard... a bunch of other people that they all thought was brilliant and they're fucking terrible.
Right.
And I'm not afraid to fucking say it. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I'm not either.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking listen, Jerry Seinfeld's new special was fucking awful. You know, it was great because of the aspect that they showed, like, his life when he was a kid in his house when he was a kid and, like, the comedy clubs he came up in and they showed, like, all the cool, like, papers and notes that he kept. That part of it was cool, but, like, the actual stand-up part, it was directed really well, it was edited really well, but, like, the stand-up was just the material that we've heard like 1,000 times of him doing. You know, it wasn't great.
I think Jerry Seinfeld's special was amazing, and if he ever wants to take me on the road, I would be very,
I'm sure that he would take you.
Yeah. I wasn't blown away by it. But look, I will even say this. Even if you don't think Ricky Gervais' new special is funny, you specifically would give it credit for drawing outside of the lines, for taking a little risk. Yeah,
I like that shit. I like just clever or witty, or if something's done, you know, like a good bit. Chris Rock's new special, I liked it. There's a lot of brilliant bits there. I didn't think it was well executed. I think that there's a lot of brilliant bits he could have made a lot better.
I thought the second half
was like really good.
Yeah, the first half I didn't care.
The first 10 minutes I had to convince myself not to turn it off.
Yeah, I'm with you there. The first half hour I didn't care, but when he started talking about his wife and cheating and the divorce, I was like, whoa,
it got good.
Like, he got honest and I was like, yes.
He had the best bits I've heard in a long time, or one of my new favorite bits that he did. He talked about how like he got divorced and his dad would say like, oh, I've been married this long. Right. And he was like, I've only been married 14 years. My dad was married like 30 years. He's like, yeah. But he's like, I'm butchering it. But this is the basic premise, is that he's like, my dad was with my mom for like 30, 40 years. But he's like, without cell phones.
Yeah.
So he's like, he went to work in the morning, came back at night. He goes, if you count the time they were actually together and actually communicate, he's like, they're together like fucking 5 years.
Really funny,
So he's like, we're emailing, we're texting, we're calling each other all day. He's like, I'm with my wife like fucking 5,000 years, if it, you know what I mean. So
that's true. Yeah. It's such you a good leave bit. For work and you're like, hey babe, how's work? He's like, I just saw you.
It was such a good bit. I'm glad I didn't turn it off because it got so good. But the first 10 minutes when he's just like, how about we have like some black, or no, how about we have some white dead kids? I'm tired of black dead kids.
I love your impression of a black comedian, Augustina. Can I just tell you? That's my impression of
Chris Rock.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. I agree.
Fucking awful. I'm like, dude, why would you open your special with that, bro? It wasn't funny. There wasn't a point.
His bread and butter for me has always been women, men. Like women versus men. How women see it, how men see it. That to me is like ultimate Chris Rock, you know?
Yeah. Well, one of his most famous bits is like, you know, black people versus niggas.
Yeah.
And that's like fucking iconic. I mean, that special was so good.
That's true. But when, yes, I agree with you. And if he had said something at that level on this special, it would be amazing. But what he said, I've heard before a million times.
Wasn't that the joke in The Office? Yeah, where Michael Scott got in trouble for reciting it. But you just blurted out. Which one, a cookie?
It's so good. But like, he opens this special with like, why don't we have, like, how about one dead white
one
kid?
One dead white kid.
Why are they all going to be black? And I'm like, bro, first of all, there's a ton of dead white kids. So it's not even valid.
How about no more dead?
And how about no more dead kids? Like, why would you say that? Yeah. And there wasn't even a point, or it wasn't even funny. Why would you? I don't know. I don't get that shit. I don't think Aziz Ansari has ever said anything funny his entire fucking life. Like, I don't think he has a funny bone in his body. I think if you hit him on his funny bone, he wouldn't even feel it because he doesn't even have a funny bone. I think that Americans just ate that shit up.
Well, we heard the Chris Rock impression. Now I don't want
to
hear
please, that. Oh, please. Aziz.
I don't know if I can do it.
Just
Aziz
say,
impression.
What does he always say? Okay, no, what is it? He has a, what is it? He says one word.
Aziz?
Yeah, his character is always, it's not okay, but it's like.
I don't know, he's got this really like Downs tone.
I feel like it's nasally.
It is nasally.
Oh, God, I can't do it.
He's kind of like that. Like, oh,
no,
I
that's what it is. Oh, no. That's
oh,
what
no?
Yeah, he says, oh, no, yeah. And especially he says
that
a lot. Yeah.
I never noticed
Have
that.
You seen his specials?
I've seen like two of them.
Yeah. I think maybe because it's easy for regular white people to digest. It's not maybe. Like difficult concepts. It's like, oh, yeah, that is crazy, you know?
He was on Parks and Rec, right? Wasn't that how he blew up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't stand his character on that show. I just watched that show for Ron Swanson.
It's just one of those things where like they have to have like we need that was it's like a trend. There's like a funny quirky Indian guy in your TV show is trendy.
Right, of course.
You know, and now like in every show.
Right, or like a fatter white woman. It's like, okay, great.
I don't think he's funny. Like the reason that comics are funny, one of the reasons to me I think why comics get laughs is because people aren't really laughing at you. They're laughing at themselves.
Yeah.
And you're just mirroring something that they went through, and if they can relate, they'll laugh. If you said I slipped on a banana peel and you never slipped on a banana peel, you're not gonna laugh. You're gonna go, oh my god, are you okay? But if you have slipped on a banana peel before, you're gonna go like, oh my god, that was so, right, you've been there. That's just an example, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
I think that's one
you're
reason,
laughing at yourself when you laugh at a comedian,
right?
So I don't like when comics, and Aziz is a great example, just his material's all about being a rich famous fucking comic.
What are you talking about? You've never had your Tesla in the shop, but also your Ferrari, the tire blew out. So how are you going to get to your third house from
that
your
hilarious?
Second?
Like, I don't. So I'm at Jay-Z's birthday party and he's like, hey, Aziz, come up here. And I'm like,
that's a good Aziz, man.
That's not a bad Aziz. Right?
That's not bad.
That's not
a
bad Aziz.
There you
that's
go.
That's a good Aziz.
And he's like, remember that bit? And he's like, Jay-Z's like, man, Aziz, you should tell a joke.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, okay. So, okay. Yes, but Jim Jefferies has a joke about performing for Mariah Carey and James Packer, billionaires. I've never been in that room, and Eddie Murphy was in that room. And the way he talks about how he bombed, I felt like I bombed. Everyone felt like they bombed.
Maybe because you're a comic, you liked the bit.
No, it's because Jim Jefferies is a genius. He can do it on another level. But I think Aziz hasn't lived enough. You know what I'll say? If Aziz does a special about that incident, I'll watch that special. I'll pay money for that special. Mm-hmm. Because that might be the most realest thing he's ever talked about.
Yeah.
If he talks about it.
I don't think he'll talk about it.
Of course not.
I think he's too much of a pussy.
He doesn't take chances.
Oh, yeah.
I think Louis C.K. would talk about it.
I'm
for
waiting.
Sure.
I'm waiting for
it's
that.
It's only a matter of time.
I'm waiting for that day so badly.
I heard he's already out in comedy clubs.
Stop. You really? Yeah. You have?
In New York.
Oh,
but
my God.
He's
Augustina,
lingering
have,
in them.
You have no idea.
I don't think
good
he's actually gone up yet, but he's hanging out. He's starting to make it show up his face in comedy clubs again.
That makes me feel so good.
That's a real comic.
Yeah.
That's a fucking that comic. Say what you want about Louis C.K., but that's a real fucking comic. Aziz is not a real comic.
Mm-mm.
Aziz was an actor that blew up. He didn't have his material ready yet. But Louis is a real comic, and you can't keep a comic away from a comedy club. I don't give a fuck what you say about him. I mean, yeah, what he did was wrong.
And a child, right?
I mean, what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
But any situation you put a comedian in, he's going to always go like, well, you know, I'm going to start at square one. I have my fucking jokes.
Like, it's like his joke where he goes, but maybe. Yes. So I always want to say what he did was wrong, but maybe.
But maybe. And that's the other thing. So many of his bits are like so, like he's so open about his opinions on things.
Yeah.
Like he's talked about like fucking like Hitler, but maybe. Pedophiles. Right?
Like, pedophiles. I mean, yeah. On SNL.
Yes. He's done awesome. All this stuff. He's talked about.
What did he say about pedophiles?
What did he say about pedophiles?
He said.
What didn't he say about pedophiles? Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking butcher this, but it was basically the premise was if someone told me I couldn't eat chocolate for the rest of my life, like, I would have difficulty with that. Like, if I eat chocolate, I'm going to go to jail, right? Like, you can't eat any more chocolate. He goes, that's really hard. Like, I would probably slip up. So if you tell a pedophile, like, you can't touch kids, like, for the rest of your life, it might be really hard for them. Like, yeah, you're not laughing right now, but the way...
I don't remember him doing that bit.
Oh, God, that was like... Yeah, that was the chocolate... versus pedophile bit.
Mm.
Yeah. You have that's to look great.
It but up. But the point is I'll that try, he always it has it's an, the it's point the of SNL view intro. Of the wrong side.
Yeah.
And the right side. And makes it funny.
Yeah.
And people ate it up.
Yeah.
They always laughed at
I actually
it.
Might even said it wrong. What I remember, though, is just that he compared pedophilia to being addicted to chocolate.
He's talked about himself being a pervert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone laughed.
Right.
But when you found out he really did it, he's like, well, I told you I did it. He told us.
Yeah.
And like that story about those two chicks that he jerked off in front of or whatever.
Yeah.
I heard that story 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And he even said like, yeah, so.
Right. But, well, and, actually, and no everyone really cared. Everyone around him said, yeah, so.
And, yeah, we didn't really. No, nothing really happened. It was like in a little article that no one read.
Yeah, nobody cared.
But because of this huge movement, they brought it up again. And now all of a sudden, he's like, you know, his agent dropped him.
Yeah,
like,
it's that's funny, though. You know, the one person who, through thick and thin and supporting him and helping him. And, it's getting hard now. I'm going to have to drop you. Like, okay, of course.
That's all. He's going to come back.
Cosby's I really
the
hope
other
so.
One. You know, I was thinking about Cosby recently.
Did you see his set? He did a set.
It wasn't a set.
I heard he just spoke.
People keep saying public.
That. Oh, he just I saw spoke. Like 2 minutes of it. Okay, I thought it was a set.
People were like, Bill Cosby did comedy again. He's getting ready to go on tour. And I was like, he loves jazz. Everyone knows that. He was at a benefit for jazz. It was like they were celebrating these musicians who were friends of his. And he got up and spoke.
Okay,
that makes sense. At it. And afterward, TMZ was like, is it hard for you to be out with all that's going on? And he was like, no. I'm just dealing with my life right now.
Yeah, blah, yeah.
That type of thing. He's fucking blind.
Yeah, it's like he's dealing with cataracts, not another, you know, tour. Ridiculous.
And then my other thing I was thinking, and like, forgive me, like, I don't want people to like throw hate mail at me or anything after this.
Throw it
this.
At me. I love hate mail.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to just, I'm not throwing like facts or anything out there. But this is just a thought I had. Is that, so Bill Cosby's whole thing was that he was date raping these women,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what isn't that the thing for Bill Cosby is that he was giving them pills?
Yeah,
and those pills are roofies.
Yeah,
yeah.
Isn't that Quaaludes accurate? Roofies. Quaaludes, yeah. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah,
right? Quaaludes and roofies. Isn't that so? Doesn't that make women completely fucking horny, but they forget everything that happened?
So, I heard it's gonna rain tomorrow. I don't. Do you guys hear? Is it gonna rain in Studio City, Sherman Oaks? Should I?
So do you? Not remember what it does to you.
Anyway. Look, man, I reached a point in my life. You said you've stopped caring, like not caring. That's not you're done. Like you have no patience. The honesty that I have, the level of honesty I have now, gets me thrown out of rooms. Not to be mean, but like there's certain mics that won't have me because I've just stopped lying and I say what I want to say. Not
on
to be
stage.
Mean, everywhere now.
No. On stage? They
everywhere.
Don't like what you're saying?
Everywhere. There's not one place I go. Well,
if there's mics that give you shit about what you say on stage, they're not a real fucking mic.
Oh, I know. I know. That's why I started my own. But, like, it started with Facebook. So I posted that I support, you know, Louis C.K. Meaning, like, yeah, what he did is bad. Let's move on. Yeah. So, and that's kind of the first. So after that, I just said, look, balls to the wall. I'm going with this. So to speak about, I was going to say Bill Murray, Bill Cosby, to speak about that, I agree with you. I I know, though, I read a lot of the testimony. I was just really interested in that case. And a lot of those women were very drunk. And a lot of them said it, they were having sex with Bill. And then halfway through, they don't remember or they stopped. And it's like that line, a lot of it was blurry. Mm-hmm. And what he did was horrible, of course. No one's saying it was right. But a lot of those drugs that, I mean, if I take a Molly right now or, you know, ecstasy or anything like that, yeah, I'm going to want to have sex. And I might regret it. I might not remember half of it.
Yeah.
So when I look back, I could see it as possible rape or, but.
So the whole thing is, so here's my thing. Even if it's not a memory loss drug, if you're under the, influence
yeah.
of some influence, right?
Yeah.
So if I witnessed a murder and then I'm in there in the courtroom and someone comes up to me and says, like, you know, the lawyer comes up and he says, like, you know, you saw him do it or something like that. But then the guy who's defending the murderer comes up and he says, you know, what were you doing that night? Take any pills? You took some pills. We found some DNA of pills in your thing. Let's say they're not even roofies.
I love this
roofies.
Joe Pesci lawyer, by you know the way.
I mean? Let's just say that they're not. You know what I mean? Like, let's say they're not even roofies. Let's just say I took two fucking, what do you call
Xanax.
Yeah, are you fucking.
Percocets?
No.
Vicodins?
We're just naming drugs.
Shut the fuck up for a second.
Do you have any of these drugs? Because all this talking about drugs makes me want
Let's just
to
say
drugs.
I'm out. I'm fucking popping we'll pills. I did a little coke. There, and then the other lawyer comes up and he says, like, here's the drug report that night. You had this, this, and this in your yeah. system. They're not even memory loss drugs. They're just fucking under the influence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then the jury's going to go, how could we take this man as a witness when he wasn't even, he was hopped up on drugs? And they'd be like,
he wasn't in the right state of mind.
Witness is not fucking logical. He's out. He's out. Yeah. He's not even a witness anymore.
It's not.
Well, wouldn't that fucking happen? Yeah. So how is the only person in the room reliable. With Bill Cosby who is admitting to be under the influence, how is anything they say holding up in court?
Oh, that's true.
Well, maybe because 50 of them said the same thing.
Yeah. And I'm not even, I'm talking about if you popped fucking speed, they would say that. Not to mention, they're talking about Quaaludes, which is a memory loss drug.
Do you think that they took them, or he would just put them in the drink without them knowing?
Who knows? I'm sure someone probably took them. You on a party? Take these.
Well, it's also the 70s, 80s. They were all taking them.
Exactly.
Yeah. They were all taking 60s, 70s.
Didn't you see The Wolf on Wall Street? Yes.
The Wolf on Wall Street.
The Wolf on Wall Street.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of hate mail.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe he put it in some of their drinks. Maybe not. Maybe he, listen, you're in his hotel room. He's one of the biggest comics in the world. He has his own TV show. He's fucking rich. And you're in his hotel room. You know what the fuck's going down. You're partying with him. You think you're cool partying with a celebrity. Gives you a drink. Gave you some pills. And you fucking took them.
Yeah.
Maybe you took them and you don't even remember that you took them. Because you took pills. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he didn't do some creepy shit. He probably did.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not condoning that, but I'm just saying, how is this even holding up in court?
Well, a lot
if
of it.
If in fucking my cousin Vinny, they can sit there and go like, are you telling me it takes you that long to make grits? You know what I mean? How is this holding up?
Well, but that's the thing. A lot of it isn't holding up in court. It's not in court. It's in the court of public opinion online. So it's not in court.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They can't sue Louis. They went to his hotel room and he came on his stomach. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Sorry, what's the problem here? A lot of it isn't admissible in
court. It's just shameful, though.
Yes, but it's not admissible in court. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Like, Dave Chappelle said that. Like, if you call the cops and you're like, I'm in this guy's room and he came on himself. Wait, you're in another person's room. Yeah. It's 2 a.m. and he came on himself. Yeah, I gotta go, ma'am. Like, that's what it is. So they can't put that in court because it's going to get dismissed.
Did he lock him in?
No.
Did he lock the door, then stand in front of the door, and then start jerking off?
That's what people said, but then it turned out to not be true.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
And also, when a guy comes, it's the most vulnerable, weakest time I've ever seen. He was, like, on the bed like a beached whale.
Yeah.
Like, furry.
How do you lay down
cum.
In a bed and come on yourself and
yeah,
the girls
how are
aren't,
scared?
Like,
how are you scared of that?
Let's just get out of here.
The girls were giggling. You know what I would have done if I was in that room? I would have made fun of his dick size. I would have laughed at him. I'd be like, oh my God, look at that orange fucking Cheeto. Like, I would have just... I would have been a comic. I would have roasted the shit out of him. And I'd be like, I'm going to my
room. Is that
the
rumor? He has an orange dick?
I assume. I mean,
he's got red hair.
Yeah, I assume his dick is red.
Probably got little red pubes, little fire
crotch.
Yeah,
I assume his dick is Donald Trump. Yeah.
His dick is Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. Okay. We're running out of time, but there's a couple other things I want to get. We got off a little tangent here.
Oh, I love this tangent, man.
It was a good tangent.
I'll talk about this.
I'm glad we
anytime.
Talked about this.
Yeah, I'll
hey,
talk
we're still
about
talking about comedy.
All right.
But I can't believe you want to say the names of the mic that don't have you for the things that you said on stage?
Oh, they're the alt mics. They're the alt mics. And it's not even also things I say on stage, but just things I'll write or things I'll say in podcasts that you get blacklisted. It's like, I'm getting blacklisted? Dude, I'm so cool. Only the cool kids get blacklisted.
That's right. That's true.
I'm sorry, but Republicans and conservatives seem to be the rebels of society now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, it's always funny. Whenever they ban something,
it's the cooler.
Everybody wants to know, wants to see what they ban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I want to see what happened. Oh,
Best
yeah.
Buy bans like certain music albums for their lyrics. And that just makes you want to fucking buy it.
Or it says, you know, what is it, explicit? And you have to like show your ID.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means it's cooler.
Yeah. There you go.
So did you start stand up in Tucson?
No, I started here in California.
So you came to do acting?
Yeah. I just came just to be in a bigger place. Yeah. I came for acting and I came for theater and. I've always just liked LA, specifically LA, and it was just more opportunity to perform, and I wasn't sure. I always knew I loved comedy, and I always did comedic stuff in theater and, like, sketches, and I didn't know I could be a comedian. I didn't know that was a thing. I know that sounds stupid. I watched comedians growing up, but I didn't know I was allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, like, you have to be ordained, like, you know?
Yeah, right. You don't really know how those guys got to be comics.
Right, it's like, right. I grew up watching
They don't teach you that in school.
Exactly, yeah. So and now it's cool. Now everyone does it. But before that, not a lot of people did it, right?
I just think, like, man, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, and I didn't know. I thought what happened was you get in a movie or you become an actor, and then they go, you're funny, you should do stand-up. And it's like...
Because the comics that we knew were famous for movies.
Yeah, like Jim Carrey and Robin Williams. So, yeah, and then...
No one told you they were comics first.
Nope. I found that out when I started doing comedy.
Of course.
Yeah. So I was like, why am I working backwards? Mm-hmm. So then I started doing comedy, and a black man did ordain me. He said, you are funny. You can do this.
He
and I was like, and I was like, Dad, listen to the good news. And then then I started.
So you did like the little crossover.
Crossover. Yeah. Ordained. Drank the blood of Christ. Which was actually just
the blood of Chappelle.
Which was just Louis C.K.'s jizz.
Would you drink that if that's what you had to drink to be a headliner or a killer on stage? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I would fucking drink it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, to be a headliner and kill on stage?
No, I mean to be like a top tier comedian, like a Louis or Chappelle.
So I have to watch it come out of his penis first?
No, he just jizzes into the cup. You don't have to watch that.
I don't even have to know it's jizz. Someone could just say, hey, just drink this.
No, I tell you. Oh. I say, this is Louis' jizz, and then it's still warm. It's like, right? It's just like...
Louis' jizz.
Yeah, it just happened. It's still warm. And it's in a chalice. Jizz. It's like in a golden chalice.
A chalice. Of course it's in a chalice.
And, orangey gold. Like, bronze.
You have chosen poorly.
And you have to drink it all. And no, and I know what you're going to say. No water, no chasers. You just drink that shit.
And then you got to perform stand-up.
You got to perform your tightest
stuff. In your mouth.
The girls that he jerked off to get the semen are your openers.
<That's>
they
funny.
Become your openers.
Would you do it?
They auditioned. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We would all do it. That's the sad part. We would all do it.
I would do it.
And the people
I'd watch you do it.
And the people he...
so fucked up.
I'd just watch you
Would you
do
laugh?
It.
Yeah. Yeah, I would laugh too. I would laugh too.
Would you record it?
I would. Oh, I would. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then afterwards, they're like, he did it. He doesn't get any powers.
That's funny.
It was coconut syrup. We just wanted to see if you do it.
It's coconut syrup. Was it really coconut syrup? Nah, it was cum. How do your parents feel about that you're a comic?
Dude, they love it.
Do
they
really?
My dad's my biggest fan.
Really?
He'll go to shows, and if someone's not laughing hard enough, he'll threaten them. Yeah. Yeah, no, for reals. He's the most supportive.
Nice.
I might even cry right now. Like, my parents are, and that's the issue. I feel like I'm too loved and too supported to really make it in this business. They care about me, and they, every day I have a show or a mic or something, and I'll call him. I'll tell him about it. We'll go through the set. He'll say, try this, or he'll say, I saw this comedian. Have you thought about doing something with this angle? And I'm just like, he's my mentor.
Were they into comedy? You got them into comedy.
No, my dad got me into comedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was 3 years old, I remember. My job my whole life was to make my dad laugh. It was to make anything that was wrong okay by making him laugh.
Mm-hmm. So he was also cool with you pursuing acting first. They were super supportive of that.
Yeah,
too.
Everything I do, they're very supportive.
I'm sure they were sad to see you move.
No.
No?
No. Because parents really love their kids, are happy when they move to a place where there's more opportunity. Mm-hmm. So the option is stay at home with us and live a miserable life in Tucson where nothing great happens, or go to LA and maybe have a chance of being really happy. Yeah.
Why did you look at me like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Looking at the both of you.
Oh, so poignant. Okay. Yeah. No, they come here like once a month. I do shows in Tucson and Phoenix.
They come
and
once a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
My dad specifically. My mom comes like 3-4 times a year, but my dad comes once a month. And
does he stay with you?
Yeah. Yeah. My dad's my best friend.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. My best friend. It's true. If only I could marry him, right? It's illegal. That's the problem.
And he comes to your shows sometimes?
Sometimes. When he's in town? No. Every time.
Every time he's in town.
No, every time. Yeah. Yeah. We go to Mike's. He'll go to Mike's. We went to a mic a few months ago when this whole thing was going down with Louie and women were getting a little stupider. And a woman got on stage and my dad was the only guy in the audience and she doesn't know him. And she looks at him and she goes, "Aren't I right, sir? Aren't you a rapist? Every man's a rapist." Yeah, she said that to my dad and my dad got up and in his best Russian accent said, "Fuck you, cunt." And then we left.
So he understands English?
He understands rapist, yeah. I think rape in any language is understood.
I wish I was there just so I could give the just the slow clap.
He speaks very little English. Yeah, my mom speaks better.
But you understand what the fuck that bitch was saying?
Well, when you're pointing at someone and going, "You're a rapist," it's like you put the pieces together.
What the hell?
Well, of course, all men are rapists.
Some comics, man, they don't fucking. As much as there's human being etiquette that we're complaining that people don't know, there's comic etiquette that you should just fucking know.
He was the only audience member. Why would you
Why would you insult the only fucking audience member? Even if he was a comic too, why would
and
you?
And even if he like, was a rapist,
there
why?
There are a pair of ears in the room that are listening to you and giving you a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, but whenever she sees me now, boy, does she cross the road.
Who is she?
Nobody.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, nobody.
She's like, Melissa Shoshana.
That's funny. Yeah, there he comes to every show, and I like specifically try to book a lot of shows when he's here. Cool. And
is he here now?
No, he's coming soon though, and he loves the Comedy Store. We go to the Comedy Store, and he feels like a celebrity over there. It's really cute.
That's
cool. Yeah, it's like this stocky Russian man, very hairy, and just
they're awesome.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, man. Like Russians could be awesome people.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to generalize anybody. I'm not saying they all are.
If they like you, they can be awesome. If they don't, oh boy.
Yeah. I've never met such a welcoming group and sweet group of people besides my wife's family.
Dude, when they really love you, I will say this about Russians. When they hate hard. But when they love you.
They love just as hard,
they
right?
They love you so hard. Yeah. Like, the man, yeah.
They're really sweet, yeah.
Yeah. They.
And, her parents are both here right now visiting.
They're visiting for how long?
I think her dad goes back at the end of April. And then her aunt comes. And then her mom and her aunt will kind of be here for a little while.
What where did they live in America or they live?
They live in Russia.
Do they want to move here?
I think that her mom does. Mm. She's here most of the time because she's a teacher back home.
Oh, okay.
So in the summer, she's here the whole summer.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I don't know why she's not teaching now earlier in the year, but she's just here. Mm-hmm. And she'll stay like the whole summer.
And how long has your wife been in America?
My wife has been here since she was 20 and she's 29 now.
Oh, wow. So, like, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought less time. Is the plan, like, to move her parents here after a certain time?
I don't think her dad wants to move here. Mm. This is not his. It's not his stomping ground.
Yeah, and also you get to a certain age.
He's comfortable where he is.
Yeah, my dad was like, look, if we had a chance to immigrate when he was 50, he would be like, no. But, they immigrated, when they were in 30s, so it's like, more of a chance.
Don't get me wrong. He loves his kids and his grandkids and stuff, but, like, he really feels comfortable at home.
Wait, you guys have kids?
No.
Oh.
She's got sisters.
Oh,
they got
okay.
Grandkids that all, they have kids. They all live here.
Oh, wait. So
she's got two other sisters. They all live here.
And they all married American dudes?
One of them's not married.
Okay. But the other one married an American?
No.
Oh.
She came here and met the Ukrainian Jew and married him, and they have twins.
Oh.
No, it's not the. It's Ukrainian Jew.
No, the meaning I talked about him earlier.
Right, yeah.
No. And they got two twins, and then her other sister is not married. She was married in Russia, and then they got divorced, and now she's here with her son.
Okay.
So I have a nephew here, and then the twins were born here.
And they all live in L.A.?
One sister lives in Beverly Hills, and then the other sister lives in North Hollywood.
Shit, that's awesome. Son, yeah. It's like everyone's here. That's so cool.
So I think that our mom really does want to move here.
Yeah,
she's practicing to get her driver's license here.
Does she speak English?
she's learning. She took a class and she's a lot better than him.
Yeah.
He's...
It's very hard for Russian men to learn English.
He's set in his ways. He don't want to move here. Yeah, he don't want to learn English. Yeah, yeah. He wants to sit at home. He's got a property at home. He likes his house. He likes to be fucking left alone.
Yeah, like, yeah, I get him. I completely understand him.
He likes to fucking drink without someone going like, you had too much. You know what I mean? Like, he likes to, like, just
he's
fucking...
He's a man. Yeah. So he's a real man is what
but
you're saying.
She really, really misses her kids and grandkids and she wants to be here. And she can... It's so funny when it's the two of them together. She's like... great English to me, you know, because that's how bad he is.
That's
fine. So like, I'm like, oh, finally a translator. And she, like, honestly can't speak English, but like, she's like a translator,
right?
Because she can say like, hello or how are you, and she, you know, things.
And
like
also,
that.
I'm sure based on how you talk, the inflection and your facial cues, she understands what's going on.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Like, he gives zero fucks that there's two different languages happening.
Oh, I know.
He gives zero fucks.
Oh yeah, my dad.
He will,
I love
like,
it.
Try to have a conversation with you. And not even acknowledge that we speak different conversations.
Yeah, that was like when we...
And he'll just keep talking.
It's like in Star Wars when they all speak different languages, but they all speak them in their own languages to each other. Nobody can understand.
And like, I'll be sitting there like, I don't know. And then he'll get like frustrated and like try to like call someone over. Like, tell him. Like,
I know her dad. Her dad is my dad. I feel like all Russian dads are the same. But I remember, when we moved here, people were like, his name is Alex. They were like, Alex, you're going to have to learn English. And he's like... He would say this in Russian. I would translate. He would basically say, no, you learn Russian. Like, I'm going to come to this country and you learn my language, fucker. Like,
that's his mentality.
I love it. I fucking love it.
But he's, they're so sweet, man. They're so welcoming. You know, like, you walk in the door and they just want to feed you and give you fucking load you up with alcohol.
Drunk.
Yeah. It's awesome. Good people.
I'm glad you're in that family, man.
I am glad too.
Yeah.
It's going good.
I think we need more Russians out here.
I'm glad that they're very supportive of your career.
Yeah, me too.
That can be rare with foreign families. You know, you hear people say like, oh, my parents are whatever, Indian, so they wanted me to be a doctor, blah, blah.
Yeah, but
I'm
not
a comic, so I disappointed my parents.
No, I'm not smart enough.
Yeah.
Like, the comedy is my level of intelligence. That's where it stops. Like, I don't know math.
Thank God she found that.
Yeah, I'm not an engineer. This was pretty much it for me. Yeah. And, you know, maybe a sugar baby, but I'm too old for that now. So,
what are have you done any commercials or theater while you're here, like since you moved?
Commercials or theater?
Commercials, theater.
I worked in a theater for a long time, like acted in a theater for a long time. And I was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Remember that show?
Yeah,
I think
it's
still on, actually.
It's still on, but didn't it like move to like Hulu or something?
I don't know. I don't watch it. And
the show was pretty funny.
It was.
A handful of episodes. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, dude. Sandberg, man.
Joey was on a couple episodes.
Was he? Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
At least one for sure.
That makes sense. And And I've auditioned for a lot of stuff. I'm getting back into it because... Now when I perform, I'm performing for like way more people, and people come up to me after and they're like, oh, I'm a casting director, or like whatever. Come to my hotel at 3 a.m. You know, they're just like, yeah, I'd love for you to, I think you'd be great for this part, because on stage, I'm just trying to be myself. Like, basically, if you're going to make a show about me, it would be about a Russian immigrant. Right. So like, I try to talk about that. I'm getting back into that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sketches, dude. I fucking love sketches. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of those.
They're fun.
I love them.
And it's great to keep your acting muscles.
And writing. So, cool.
Yeah, I needed to do more sketches. Anything just to get more experience in acting.
I'll put you in a Augustina.
Good. If you're going to do a sketch, think of me next time.
Done. Dude, done. My word is my bond.
Good. I just need, you know, more practice.
Yeah.
It's something that it's fun. I really
enjoy it. Do you
like
acting? Are you an
actor? I do. Okay. It's really fun.
Did you move out here for acting?
No, I'm from here. I didn't move from anywhere.
I thought Brooklyn. Oh, your dad moved here later. Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, I'm a Valley boy. That's what they call me in my wife's family. Did you know that, Kevin?
My brother-in-law. That's what I'm gonna start calling you now. What's up, Valley boy?
The Ukrainian Jew. He calls me Valley boy.
Does he have an accent?
Oh yeah, fucking hardcore Ukrainian accent.
No, Russian accent. Can you tell the difference between Ukrainian?
Fuck yes.
Really?
I've listened to my brother-in-law talk long enough.
Very impressive.
I know Russian accent. And I, you know what? I can, the other day I was walking by somebody, he was speaking Russian. I can just hear it's Russian.
Yeah. You know the difference between Ukraine and Russian.
I know the difference.
Interesting.
I, it's so easy to tell. Like,
I'm very impressed.
Yeah. But my brother-in-law's got Ukrainian accent.
Do you have an accent? I feel like you have like
a
New York.
I've Italian. Always just kind of talk like
only,
that.
Only when you say coffee.
Coffee. You say coffee. Who doesn't say coffee? I thought we all
said
coffee.
Dude, I grew up raised by my dad and mom and my grandparents, yeah. You know, and all my uncles are from the East Coast.
When people find out I'm Russian, they go, oh, yeah, I can hear an accent now. No, you can't.
You wouldn't have known unless I said anything.
Yeah.
People always think that I'm from, like, Boston or New York.
Yeah, I
or
can
something.
See that. I thought you were from the East Coast, too. Yeah, you have that swagger about you. Don't lose it.
I'm the Valley boy.
Don't lose that New York swagger.
I think I'm one of the few comics that's actually from Los Angeles.
Mm.
So, yeah. I'm from here. I became a comic when I was 20. And I'm about to be 30.
He's going to move to Arizona.
Well, that's where...
Let me do some shout-outs, and then we'll start to wrap this up.
Okay.
You got my back on this, Kev?
I guess. All
right, cool.
Here's some shout-outs, bitches.
Rob Lever.
What up, Rob? Thanks for listening, buddy.
I want to give a shout out to my dude, H37.
H37.
Ives St. Dottie.
What is it?
Ives St. Dottie.
Ives St. Dottie.
My girl, Alpha Theta Thigh.
Alpha Theta Thigh.
Haven't said what's up to you in a long time. These are shout outs, by the way, for everybody. Just I'm thanking for your social media support. Or podcast listening or watching my live videos. Just a big thanks to everybody. Anybody who's listening right now, thank you. But specifically this week, I want to shout out Sally Edwards.
Hey, Sally.
Call me Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
James S. I love that dude.
What's
thanks
up,
for
James?
The support. Deft Mule DVM.
What's up, Deft Mule?
On Twitter, it's MMA 24/7 feed. His name is Jesse. Thanks, bro.
Thanks, Jesse.
Jason Lampro. Thank you so much for the support, dude. Adrian Chavez. That's a bad motherfucker right there, bro.
Thanks,
thank you
Adrian.
So much. Rai Lu.
Rai Lu.
My boy Roz, dude. What up, Roz?
Thanks, Roz.
Sal Paradise. That's my dude right there, too. I love you.
Keep listening, Sal.
Hyperopia.
Hyperopia.
I think I'm saying that right. Hyperopia.
That sounds like a fun drink.
I want to give a shout out to 1x1 Podcast and Design. Grandpa Nicotine.
Nicotine.
It's been a while. My buddy Grandpa Nicotine.
How's it going, Grandpa
He's
Nicotine?
Awesome. Always keeping up with the episodes. I love it. Scallycat37.
Scallycat.
My girl, The Other Voices.
The Other Voices. What's
on Twitter,
poppin'?
It's The Other Voices. At Inside God's Head.
Inside God's Head.
At Not Your Show.
Not Your Show.
I want to give a shout out to Drewski.
Drewski!
I want to give a shout out to Rob. I like your profile picture. Fucking Red Sox. Right.
Thanks,
on.
Rob.
Roger.
Roger Dodger. We're
on Twitter. He's Cali Finn Fan. And of course, as always, a big shout out and a big thank you to Steven Krypton.
Thanks, Steve.
You're awesome, man. Thanks for pushing my podcast out there. And he's always telling people to make sure they listen to it. It's been pretty cool.
Aww. We get a lot of responses.
Yes.
A lot, man. We
get a
lot
of positive feedback
on
the
on
podcast.
Twitter.
Well, not after this episode, so enjoy it while it lasts, boys.
I like Aziz.
She sounds like a real bitch. Yeah, I do.
So before I forget, cleaning out the addict. Okay, it's a segment I'm introducing to my podcast.
Addict.
It's a new segment introduced to my podcast. So we didn't do it last week, but I'm doing it this week. I mean, I am doing it. I just forgot to announce it last episode that we did. So basically, every week I give up something that can be addictive or that I have trouble that I know I should like ease up on it or stop doing it or something like that.
Every week you come up with something?
Every
new?
Week I come up with something.
Whoa.
New.
Okay.
Listen, there's a lot of things that can be addictive that you don't even know. And the point is, and the reason I do it, and the point is that sometimes there's so many things that you want to stop doing or cut back on. And there's so many things that you want to do, and you'll tell yourself, like, I got to go to the gym. I got to stop eating this fatty food. And, like, it just seems like so much. And my point is to do it once a week, one thing a week. Like, I can't ever be a vegetarian, but for a week I gave up meat. I didn't eat one fish, one anything.
Is this week honking your horn at people who piss you off?
Fuck no. I'm doing that to the day I die. And I'm in a Prius. How fucked up that you get honked at from someone who's
in
a Prius? You're a
right?
bitch, bro. You're in a Mercedes, and I'm in a Prius. Fuck you. You just got honked at. I love honking at people in my Prius. I call them faggots. From my Prius. I'm like, you faggot. I love it. I honk at other Priuses and go, you fucking Prius driver. But anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Okay.
So I
gave up meat. And then the following week, I did the first week I did bread. I did bread for like 2 weeks.
That's
I did meat, all meats. And then the following week, I did all meats except for fish. Mm. And then I did, and then I did giving up allowing my wife to cook for me for a week. So that was fucking challenging because you had to like rearrange your whole schedule and just make sure that you're always one that prepares the food. So I had to get up a little early, go to bed a little late. You know what I'm saying? So that was just like more about like giving her a break and also like learning how to balance your time when you need to, you know? And so this week I'm doing no bread. So that is the cleaning out the attic for this week.
I thought you did that already.
I didn't do that.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't. You stopped eating bread for a week. No,
no, I said meat.
Before that, you said bread.
I said beer. Yeah, I said beer.
No, you said bread.
Did I?
I think you're talking about past experiences.
Yeah, you said bread.
Maybe I am. I meant beer. The first 2 weeks I did beer. So this week is no bread. Zero bread. No tortilla. No fucking nothing. No bread. No toast. Challah? No bagel. No challah. No matzah. No, nothing. No bread. Wow. And here's the thing. When I do this, I never just stop it and then just leave you hanging. I always like post examples of substitutes. I'm not just leaving you hanging going like, I quit beer. And then like, okay, well, I stopped eating meat, but what are my substitutes? So I always like post pictures on my social media of like, here's what I'm eating today without the bread. I've done turkey burgers. Right now, I'm not doing red meat or bread. So I did turkey burgers wrapped in lettuce.
Oh, that's
you know, I do a lot of stuff with cauliflower. You can make pizza out of cauliflower. Mm-hmm. You know, you make cauliflower, you can make a dough like a pizza. So you're not really eating bread.
I have heard that, yeah.
Yeah. So nothing without bread this week. This week, I put some chicken in the slow cooker and it just falls apart and it becomes like shredded. And I put it in there with Buffalo Wild Wing sauce.
That's good.
So it's like shredded fucking chicken Buffalo Wild Wing sauce. Ooh. And I just had it in, like in a salad.
Nice.
You know, you can do a lot of delicious stuff without bread. I'm just trying to let people know there's stuff that you want to give up. Just do it 1 week at a time. And there are great fucking things to substitute.
Yeah.
You know, so everything's doable. So that's this cleaning out the attic this week.
Do you also clean out your attic?
No, I just laugh at him when he does it.
No, okay. Kevin gave up cigarettes.
Yes, I did.
Is it for a whole year or is it forever?
For a whole year. But
I think we did forever, and you took advantage of the fact that I just said that.
No, it was you said for at least a year, but I'm doing it forever. But.
You quit cold turkey?
Yeah. Kind
of. I mean, he's got his little electronic cigarette, but
that's very impressive, man.
Thank you.
The deal was, I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
He hates Star Wars.
Me too.
Really?
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me too, Star Wars. I never got into those movies.
Yeah, me either.
Kevin loves them.
Yep.
And when The Last Jedi came out, that most recent movie, he wanted me to watch it. And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't no. You were like, I will never, ever watch a fucking Star Wars movie.
That's true.
You were so adamant against it.
Oh, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm.
You're like, there's no way you get it. And then one day he was bitching at me because I was smoking cigarettes. He's like, man, I just wish you would quit. I'm like, all right, I'll quit if you go see Star Wars. And then he just froze. And he was just like.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
How was it?
The Last Jedi?
Don't you fucking lie.
Okay, I'll tell you the truth.
Don't you fucking lie.
I liked it, but it's way too Star Warsy.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it the last hour of the, 3 hours it is?
Yeah, it was like 2.5.
It's like 2.5. I liked, the last hour. I still can't get over the Star Wars crap.
Yeah,
I still can't
get
over, great actors, great writing, good scene, and then all of a sudden it pans around to some stupid thing that doesn't even look like a real mask. It just looks an alien.
Oh, Agustino, I'm so glad we have the same hatred.
Yeah, I still can't get into Star Wars.
That's fine.
But I did it for you, buddy.
Well, the thing is, I wasn't trying to get you to like it. It was just because you hate it so much, and you're like, no, I can't do it. It was almost like the cleaning out the attics. It's like, if you it's just a movie. Just go see it. What's wrong with just going to see a movie?
And then
it's
the
level of hate that you had for it so much is what I
think. We were doing stuff to challenge each other at the time. It was like before Christmas, and we were doing like 25 push-ups a day or something like that.
Yeah, until Justice League came out.
And then we were like in a group chat with all our buddies, and we were like, until Justice League came out. Because they're all like big movie comic book nerds too. Mm. And then so we're like, okay, until Justice League comes out, it's 25 days. So we just were doing it. And it's all just mostly because we're trying to lose weight and support each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that though.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. And then Justice League came out, and they were like, okay, we want to keep going. So now it's Last Jedi. I'm like, I'm not going to watch
that. Yeah, that's
actually what the deal was is that Kevin's got to fucking
I was trying to get it where cigarettes. You have to – I was like, all right, you have to work out every day or figure out a program until The Last Jedi comes out. And I'm like, if you miss any of those days, you have to go see The Last Jedi. Like, that was your, that was going to be your punishment. You're like, no, fuck no. Because then nobody did any of it. Because, like, I think people were doing it for a week. We're like, fuck it, man. It's the holidays. I want to get fat. And like,
that's funny. Yeah, man. We all kind of, like, stopped for, like, a little bit. But, I mean, I'm always thinking of something, like, to give up, you know. And, it's, like I said, there's so many things that could be considered an addiction.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can give it up for a week. Come on.
Yeah. Guys. Yeah.
No, that's what I like. I mean, because you don't have the pressure of just giving it up for a week. It's just give it up for a week.
Yeah. You got the whole year, bro. It's easier to stop. You got the whole year.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
But it's good for you. I'm glad you're doing it. Cigarettes are terrible for you, man. It's a bad habit.
So there's a lot of shit people
It's so unhealthy, you know? And you said, like, one of your favorite exercises is running, and you can't do that shit when you're smoking.
I never said that. I hate running, dude.
No, he likes watching
even in
people
high
run.
School,
oh,
even
I thought
in
you said
high school.
Like
I hate running.
No, you
running.
Said that. When even you in run, high school, you lose weight really fast.
That's I do. And look how large I've been for a while.
like, I'm good now.
Well, sometimes you compensate when you quit something by eating too. You might eat more when you give up cigarettes.
This has turned
I actually
into
haven't, really. I've just been lingering around the same weight for the last, like, couple of years.
Okay.
Cool, I feel like that's I'm on it. The View right now. We're talking about weight. Cool. Yeah. All right.
Listen, man, Kevin, I've known Kevin, you know, like we talked about in the beginning, I've known Kevin, like, 9 years. You know, he's one of my first true friends in comedy. And even after he stopped doing comedy, we stayed good friends. And, you know, he's a a great writer, and even though he's not a stand-up, I'll fucking still go to him for writing and help me with jokes. I mean, he writes scripts that are fucking hilarious. I mean, we wrote that script together, and I gotta tell you, the funniest lines are fucking Kevin's. Like, he can really make the, you know what I mean? Like, Kevin's one of my best friends. He's like, awesome, a brother, man, to me, and I fucking don't want you smoking cigarettes, bro.
Thanks, man.
You wanna hug it out?
No.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Because I have a spot.
Yeah.
But okay. Irina, it was great to have you on.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for
Irina.
Having me, Kevin. Agostino, thank you.
You have, right around the corner from me where I live here, you have an open mic on Saturdays.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Rumi Cafe. That's right.
At the Rumi Cafe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you guys live in the Valley.
7 to 9, but like show up at 6:30. Or honestly, just Facebook me. I'll put you on the list.
Yeah. So there you go. Facebook Irina Skaya. And you'll see her name right on your phone or wherever you're listening to this. And hit her up. And if you're thinking about, if you're in the Valley and you're a comic or you think about starting comedy, open mics is a great way. And hit up Irina's room.
Yeah. And it's also, it's a safe room, which means you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Good.
Fuck yeah.
No
yeah.
safe words required.
Yeah.
What if I just want to be really polite the whole time?
That's fine too.
All right.
But what do you? That's a really cool room, by the way. I did the Tuesday. I haven't done your open mic, but I've done like the Tuesday night late night show that they do there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
really
Rome
fun.
Show, I think. Yeah.
What night's your show?
Saturday.
Mike on Saturdays. Yeah.
Saturday. When?
Yeah, 7 to 9. Just
7
come by
to 9.
Anytime for reals.
We'll go. I can't go this Saturday. I have some shows, but I'll go. I'll definitely go.
Sounds good.
In the future, it's right around the corner of my house.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What,
you
shows,
can get drunk and walk back.
Do they have alcohol there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. What shows do you have coming up?
Oh God, a lot.
Well, Nate, give me the next.
Oh shit! All right. Okay.
Recent one.
Okay, I'll give you. I didn't know this was gonna be part of it. What do you have coming up? I'm trying to.
Okay. Well, yeah. I already told you guys in the beginning. Yuma, Arizona. I'm doing those two casinos up there Friday and Saturday. It's the 6th and 7th, Yuma, Arizona. Of April, and Rampart Casino in Las Vegas, April 12th. That's a one-nighter. I'll be there. That's going to be pretty fun. What else? Drawing a blank. Oh, Tempe, Arizona. I'm at the Tempe Improv. So if you're in Arizona, I hope you guys can make it out to that show. It's Cinco de Mayo weekend. I'll be there that whole weekend. And don't forget the 100th episode of this podcast, the Homeschool Podcast, 100th episode. Me and Kevin are co-hosting. Kevin's going to go up there and do like fucking 3 minutes of jokes and then bring me on. And then I'm going to do like fucking 10 minutes of jokes or a set that I'm working on. And then we're going to sit down at some chairs on the stage. I'm going to bring up the first comic. I got like...
I'm going.
You're going. I got Lee Syatt. We got Darren Carter.
Oh, I
we
love
got
Darren.
Fucking Eddie Bravo.
Nice.
The list is still going. And okay. It's not going to be that long. Everybody's just going to do a quick 10-minute set. Some are doing 5, some are doing 8, and then they'll sit down with me. We'll talk to them for like 2 minutes podcast style. They'll sit down with me and Kevin. It's going to be fun. Oh, wait.
You did say there's going to be pizza and beer, correct?
Yes.
Ooh. But something, are the audience members allowed to bring their own beer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Booze it up, everybody.
Just don't
bring
drink
it
outside
down.
In the parking lot.
Just don't drink
shit.
It outside.
Don't
bring
open
it
outside. Just fucking bring a six-pack if you want. If you like your specific beer, then you just go ahead and just bring it. There's a 7-Eleven right next door.
That's true. There is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's where I'm getting the pizza from. Just kidding. So not.
Well, now I'm going to get pizza from there.
That's funny.
You might as well get the whole box.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm probably going to, I don't know, like order Domino's or something.
I'll go with this.
I have, yeah, I have your show coming up. And then I have Laughology in Santa Barbara, I think that is. So I'm doing that one. And then I have Dime Bar coming up.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, Adam's show. And then
Dime Bar is at Fairfax, on Fairfax, yeah, you guys. The Dime Bar on Fairfax. Yeah, if you live in LA, it's a really fun show.
That is. And I'm doing the Burlesque show March 29th, the Dollface Dames. So cool. It's like, you know, comedy and burlesque. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I'm doing...
I'm on that show too, but I'm doing the burlesque.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. And I'm not doing that show anymore. And and then I have David Hellum's show, a dope ass comedy show, and then I have Brea coming up.
So Brea Improv.
Dude, I have a lot. When's of
the
shows.
Brea Improv?
The 25th
of March. April of March. Oh, it's coming up. Yeah. March 25th, you guys. If you're in the Brea area, go see Irina Skaya. If you want to keep in touch with her, Facebooker Irina Skaya. I'm sure she posts her Instagram. It's
the only Skaya. The real Sky.
The real, what is it?
It's at. I there's another Irina Sky.
Do you know
Skaya.
What it is?
Well, there's another Irina Sky out there. So I've been waiting for her to die so I can take her info.
So what is yours?
Yeah, it's the only Skaya.
The only Skaya.
Skaya. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So that's her on Instagram. I'm sure she's posting her shows there all the time. And if you guys are thinking about going to her open mic, hit her up. Yeah. And Kevin, you guys know how to find me. I'm on social media, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Augustino Zoida. And Kevin is on Twitter and Instagram as at The Real Kev Lyons.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like it.
That's it.
And that's it, motherfuckers. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Irina, thank you so much for
Thanks
coming
for
by.
Thanks, Irina. Sorry, great to hang out with you.
Thank you. Yeah, come by anytime.
Yeah, we'll go by and hit up our mic. Kev, what do you say?
Yeah.
We both live right here. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Just what I want. She's the baddest, I would love to flaunt. Take her shopping, you know Yves Saint Laurent. But nope, she ain't with it though. All because she got her own dough. Boss, boss, if you don't know, she could never ever be a broke. You don't own me. Should we do the picture? I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, cause I never stay. She's the baddest, straight up vicious, texting her and asking her if she's alone. And send some tips and pictures. She said, no, goddamn. She said, come over and see it for yourself. Never asking for your help. Independent woman, she ain't for the show. No, she's the one. Smoke with her until the stand up until we see the sun. The baddest ever. Swear she do it better than I ever seen it done. Never fall, she ain't never alone. It's when she told me she ain't never, ever, ever, ever gonna be home. So just let me be myself. That's all I ask of you. I'm young and I love to be young and free. And I want to be free to live my life the way I want. To say and do whatever I please. I'm
shooting.
Oh, what are you shooting?